Hey, it is the 12th of Shvat, 18th of January. We're on page Samach Gimel. We did meet yesterday. There's a recording's up on the website now. We're up to date. So we're in the second Sha'ar, which I think you'll find meaningful. It's like we did the first level of entry into Avodas Hashem, and now it's the second. So he has a Mavoha Sha'ar, page Samach Gimel. Person is getting acquainted with Limud Torah, and it's consistent, he's doing well, and suddenly he has a burgeoning feeling in his heart to really work on himself, to really elevate. It's a great day. It refers to the Yom Amdo Al Daito, like a day when he comes to his senses, when he realizes and thinks about what do I want to be. So, how do you work on yourself? They quoted the Gemara in Chagiga that Hillel tells Barhehe the difference between an Ovid Hashem and Asher Lo Avodo, as it's used in a pasuk, is the difference between somebody who reviews his learning 100 times or 101 times. It's a famous Gemara. He said, for one time, he's called Lo Avodo, one time less. Only reviewed his learning 100 times. That's Lo Avodo. And he gives him a difficult answer. He goes, go look from the taxi service. Go look from the Shukshel Chamorin. If you want to travel 10 Parsi, it's a Zuz. If you want to go 11, which is, I guess, like beyond the limit, beyond the standard fare, then you have to pay double. You're already into the next category. So there's something how a small quantitative difference can be a big qualitative difference. But Rav Volba is going to define it further for us. So in the middle of the page, Haray, the paragraph Haray. Haray Shegeder HaAvodahu. So the definition of avodah is hosafa be'echus, an addition in quality. We often speak about echus versus kamus. Kamus is from the word kama, how much, and echus is from the word ech, meaning how. So echus means in the nature of it, not the quantity of it. So adding in quality. Eina gemara no ketas dugma shel shona mea dafim be'echa. This is a very simple but interesting point. The Gemara doesn't take an example of a person who learns 101 daf. You know who serves Hashem if you learned 101 pages of Gemara versus 100. It doesn't say that. Shezos haisa osafa bekamos. That would be an addition in quantity. El b'shona osa inyan me'apam ve'echad. It's reviewing the same thing, but 101 times. Shehu shoef liyidiyah yoser brura. He yearns for a knowledge that is more clear. Mosif be'echus yediyas haTorah shelo, and he adds to the quality of the knowledge of Torah that he has. V'zos hi avoda. Fascinating. Literally, avodo and asher lo avodo, the difference is higher quality. Al hosafa bekamus nemar b'mishnah sheli menachos, and adding in quantity, we have exactly the opposite point in the mishnah end of menachos. Echad hamarba ve'echad hamamit v'vad sheichavim li'bal shamayim. One does more, one does less, as long as he means it for the sake of heaven. He focuses his heart to heaven. The Tosfos Yom Tov, apparently commenting on that, maybe he's quoting, says it's self-understood that everybody should give per his ability, not less. It says, Echad Amar Be'Echad Amar, it doesn't mean you can give whatever you want. It means everybody should give per his ability, but once you do so, one person's is more, one person's is less. So in quantity, people should do what they are able. But what distinguishes between an Ovid Hashem and Lo Avado is in the quality. B'maisei ha-mitzvos, in the actions of mitzvos, shavim kol hadoros v'chol ha-nashim, all the generations and all people are the same. Kega'onim v'tzadikim kipshutei ha'am. The same for Gaonim and Tzaddikim, like the simple people. Kulam manichim osam tefillin. They all put on the same tefillin. Kulam lovshim osam tzitzios. They all wear the same tzitzis. Nivdalim zeh mizeh be'echos hamaisa. They are separated one from the other in the quality of the action. Echos hu habiru v'ha'amaka b'limud, hakavona b'tfila, hapnimius ba'ava v'yira. Quality is the clarity and depth in learning, the focus in davening, the panemius, like the inner meaning in love and fear of Hashem. Mitzvah hei, Yishetivanu l'avdo. He's quoting now the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam organizes his Sefer HaMitzvahs, not in the order of the way mitzvahs come up in the Torah, but he has sort of a hierarchy. So the fifth one is that he commanded us to serve him. Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mevar Hashem, the Rambam there in Sefer HaMitzvahs explains, Ki mitzvahs ha'avoda, he had tefillah. He says it's davening. The Rambam counts as a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. La'avdo b'chol avavchem, and Chazal say, Ezehu avoda shebelev, ha'vayomer zu tefillah. Chazal say, the Pasuk says, serve him with all your heart, and Chazal say, what does it mean to serve with your heart? It means tefillah. So the Rambam says, that's the mitzvah of tefillah. Haramban b'hasagos, and there's always a question when Chazal say something, is that a d'oraisa? Is that an elaboration? So the Rambam takes it as that's the real mitzvah d'oraisa. This is a famous machlokas, Haramban b'hasagosav shem cholek alav. When you study the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban has a commentary that appears alongside it.
When you're in pain, I mean?
Yeah, right, so that's right. The Ramban does say there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven in eis tzara, but not necessarily regularly, that's right. Revolve is just addressing general tefillah, though, and says that in terms of la'avdo, the Ramban has a different definition of what la'avdo means. You're right that he has a mitzvah to cry out when you're in an eis tzara, but that's something else. So the Ramban disagrees in the general definition of la'avdo. Ki l'daito ha'tfilah b'chol yom hi mitzvah d'rabbanan. According to his das, the mitzvah of davening every day is a d'rabbanan. Years ago, I had a recording, a tape, of Rav Soloveitchik speaking to a group from NCSY, and they had a Shabbaton or something about tefillah. So he gave a talk, and he was asking them questions about this, but what he was trying to get them to ask is, how could you not have a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven? Like, how could that not be? Like, well, what is more central to religion, to serving Hashem than davening? And the answer he presented in a word was, it should be such a basic need, it doesn't need a mitzvah. That's what he was trying to bring out. So the Ramban says, there is no mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every day. Mitzvahs ha'avodu humavar, the way he explains, so what is avodah? What does it mean to serve Hashem if it's not tefillah? Quote, shetia kol avodah seinu lokel yis'ala b'chol v'veinu. That all of our service of Hashem should be with our whole heart, kolomar b'kavana ritzuya shlema l'shmo, with a proper kavana and complete, and for His name, u'be'ein hir hero, without any bad thought. Lo shenasa mitzvahs b'li kavana, not that we should do the mitzvahs without intent. O ha'safek u'la yesh b'hem to'elas, or with some doubt, yeah, I don't know exactly why I'm doing this, maybe it'll benefit me, maybe it won't, and it doesn't really mean it. Hashem Hashem. Those are the Ramban's words. V'hinei masha nifsak la'alocha ki mitzvahs trichos kavana. So now, the fact that we paskin mitzvahs trichos kavana, b'kavana lotzei sadvarim amurim. That's just that you have to mean to be doing the mitzvah. The basic kavana you have to have is just, I'm doing this because it's a mitzvah. V'adai ha'osa mitzvah mibli l'chavin b'inyona v'shalo l'shma yatzi yidei chavasa. But a person who does, I'm doing a mitzvah. Why am I doing this? Because Hashem said. But in terms of focus, I don't have real kavana, what it's about, and lishma, and so on. So I'm still yotze. So b'chol zos yeshkan od mitzvah acheres u la'avdo. What he's explaining is what the Ramban's mitzvah la'avdo adds. I could go through a day and do the various mitzvahs that I do and be yotze because I had the baseline kavana of I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah. But there's very little heart in it, there's very little or no kavana in it. So what I'm missing is the Ramban's mitzvah of the avdo. Mitzvah zuno heges b'chol ha-mitzvahs, and that mitzvah applies to all mitzvahs. You can fulfill various mitzvahs, but you didn't fulfill them with avoda. Ha-makayim mitzvah b'li tohar leiv, b'li machshava me'ula. A person fulfills a mitzvah without purity of heart and without elevated thought. Yatzei de'chavasa. So the mitzvah, the particular mitzvah he was doing, he has fulfilled. I will oved einenu, but he's not an oved Hashem. He's not a servant of Hashem. He's going through motions.
So you have to concentrate on each.
So what we would call like the higher level, making the mitzvahs more meaningful and more focused and more kavana, according to Ramban, that's avoda.
Kid yourself on concentrating a particular thing.
Yeah, that's avodas Hashem.
There's a popular thing now, I don't know, mindfulness, to be more mindful and engaged in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I don't know. I find every few years they take some simple idea and package it as a big, huge chiddush. Mindfulness has become like an all-inclusive word. It's like, So Chazal held of my Revolver discovered mindfulness already in the 1960s. Unbelievable. Oved Nikra.
He didn't have internet to diffuse.
Yeah, that's right. Oved Nikra Raka Mishtada Lakayim HaMitzvos Ve'Echus Mushlemes. And Oved is called only somebody who works hard to fill the mitzvahs with complete quality. I can do a mitzvah with a very poor quality, or I can do a mitzvah very focused on mitzvahs. Oved, it's the same mitzvah, but it's with the proper kavana. That's point number one. And obviously, very, very important point. An important thing to think about. La'avodah zos yeshnan hakdamos. To this avoda, there are premises, there are introductions. Ha'amaku pnimius b'mitzvahs, delving deeper and having a real pnimius and insight to the mitzvahs, doreshus midos tovos, requires good midos, is nagus miyuchedes, and special conduct. Kodim shenigashim la'avoda, before we approach avoda, tzrichim lasim lev adam atzma, we have to pay attention to man himself. So here is a quote from Chaim Vital, and we actually saw this, I don't think it has the full quote, but we saw it in the Olam HaMidos, when Rav Kestenbaum was demonstrating in his introductory section, the first chapter, that Midos are even more basic than mitzvahs. This was a classic concept from Chaim Vital that he quoted. Hine inyan HaMidos hein mudbaos ba'adam uvenefesh ha'shvela. Midos are like inculcated within man and in the lower level, nefesh. Good and bad midas are like dependent on this level of his soul. I don't know exactly what these Kabbalistic words really mean, but they are the seat and the foundation and the root. Probably those three words are not just metaphors, they probably mean different things, but El HaNefesh HaLiyona HaSichlis, for the higher nefesh, which is the nefesh hasichlis, asher bot li the tariag mitzvos haTorah, upon which the tariag mitzvos are dependent. Lefikach ein hamidos mechalal tariag mitzvos. He's addressing that question. Why don't we have a few mitzvos like this? But basically, the mitzvos are to do things. The mitzvos are not to be a certain way. And the Chaim Vital is saying because it's more basic. You can't do the mitzvos properly until you.
You have
that more basic level. V'omnam hein hachonos ikarios el tariag mitzvos. They are like quintessential preparations for the tariag mitzvos, b'kiyumam o b'bitulam, whether you're going to fulfill them or not. Yan ki, meaning they determine whether you'll fulfill them or not. Yan ki enkoch v'nefesh ha-sichlos l'kayim ha-mitzvos l'idei tariag eivari ha-guf ela b'amtzos nefesh ha-yisodos ha-mechuberos al-guf ha-atzva. Because you can't fulfill those mitzvahs without having that itself. We'll come back to this next